see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a running in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. For those just joining us, welcome. This final segment this week of Infiltration of the Churches, Part 5, I name it. And pretty much world revolution coming. And that's what's happening. And it's picking up steam fast. Those that's got the finger on the pulse, you can see the signs of the times. They got us all busy, though. It's keeping you busy, tied up, keeping your eyes off the ball. And they're doing it really well from the media, TV, programs, movies, and other means by which they keep us busy. That's the whole idea. Alibaba, net worth, all the hype. ISIS resembles Viet Cong. ISIS doesn't exist. The CIA has admitted this, at least their so-called truth-tellers, writing books, of course, say, well, ISIS or Al-Qaeda never existed in the first place. So if they say Al-Qaeda never really existed, that one author, the CIA, former CIA and all this, now I'm writing a book, I bet he's going to show up on Sid Roth, it's supernatural. Naturally, he'd be on there, maybe, maybe not, or he'd be on some other show, Three Ring Circus. That's how they do it. And I'm sure the CIA is allowing him to do this. Yeah. And it's just one common thing around about real truth-tellers that are in the level, that they've worked in it, they've taken the blood oath, or they've been in the middle of it, and so forth. They seem to die. You know, you ever notice that? And all the others are on TV, they're on news and media and talk shows and all this. They got CDs and DVDs and they're out there on a grapevine swinging from tree to tree, and they got Cheetah on their side, and they're just open and, 60 minutes interview with the real truth teller of the CIA. We can't show his face, but like they don't know who it is. Oh, surely you don't believe that. I hope you don't. Family, it's all an act. If it's on TV, it's scripted, acted out, produced. Every TV program, every TV station, every news broadcast, every single one at the highest level on the national, international level is 100% controlled. The only time they really lost control was a period of time in the 70s, a couple of stations, and certainly in 1950, the Chicago Tribune kind of went on its own. And there were some really good articles put out about the lies about Korea and some things about Nixon and so forth during that period of time. And they tightened down on them. The CIA, CFR tightened down on the media. You see, it's been controlled since 1915 when J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers in America. This is congressional records, you understand this. And then he passed on the baton of control for the Satanist, of course he is one, to Rockefeller, another Satanist, naturally, who created with the Rothschilds on the other side of the ocean, the Illuminati under a different name called the Council of Foreign Relations. Oh, and your joint chief of staff, yeah, your generals and so-called admirals and all these so-called smart heads in the military, yeah, they're briefing the members of the Illuminati. That's cozy. Real trustworthy they are. The white hats, black hats, dark hats, skin heads, I don't really care what they are, because they have turned their back on God, and they've turned their back on real patriots, not the fake ones of the Joint Chief of Staff, who sold their soul to the devil, literally. And those that all of a sudden get a conviction that, man, this isn't right what we're doing, notice they're drummed out. You ever notice that? Some of them even die. You want to name a couple over there in Iraq that's died already, have been drummed out or killed? How about that? Something common going on there, isn't there? Yeah, this is true. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I'm going to talk to you today how the communists that still control America and still control the world and have always controlled the world, that's the Red Brotherhood. They got the Black Brotherhood, the Red Brotherhood, and the Great White Brotherhood of the three brotherhoods of the Illuminati. Yeah. And it has nothing to do with the red horse that rides in the second seal. Nonsense. It's not about communism. You got some high-level theologians today. High-level, I say, international CDs, DVDs, TV appearances, and all that nonsense. Saying that the red horse is really communism. The black horse is economic crash, and the gray horse, the green horse, the pale horse is Islam. I don't know where these people, they must have smoked dope when they're in college or something. I don't know, man. Or drunk some of Mount Airy moonshine. That's because their brain's fried, because that's nonsense. Or what book they're using, and it's certainly not the Bible. The white horse is the Pope. How they jerry-rig these things, I have no idea. It's not in the Bible, but they just pull it out of this, I don't know, some Illuminati or Calvinist playbook. Of lies, total lies, and can be proven as such. Yet people follow them. It just really torques my jaw. Sometimes it torques my jaw so bad I couldn't suck water out of a straw. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving here. Lord, we thank you today. Getting us through this week, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we pray today upon those that we plead the precious blood of Jesus around us, Lord, today. Lord, we need that protection. We see, Father, the times are coming. We see the end times events as they approach. Father, help us with your wisdom discernment to cut through the deception. Touch our hearts, convict us of our sins that, Father, we sometimes run away from, that, Lord, you convict us of them, that we'll repent them, acknowledge them, and clean the slate. Father, we thank you for your Son that died on the cross for our sins. And that, Father, we accept him in our Savior. He dwells within us. That, Lord, that conviction will bring us to repentance. Lord, we pray for truth to come out of the pulpits today. We pray for truth of the watchmen to come out. We pray, Lord, that those that's in the churches today, they're telling the truth, to be brought out to announce their word way past the churches, Lord, but into the population, that others can hear the truth. But Lord, we call upon you to expose those that's lying on the pulpit, in the synagogues and the cathedrals, and expose them for the corrupt scripture, the corrupt Bibles that they're using. Lord, we call upon you to raise up the knowledge about the King James Bible, Lord, that it's the only true word of God. So much deception to try to cover over that. Lord, and expose the false Bibles for what they are. To take the veil away from these preachers that's using the NIVs and NASBs and all these other corrupt Bibles. Lord, to convict their soul every time they go to the pulpit. Every time they go to the pulpit with one of these corrupt Bibles, Lord, you convict them. And Father, to convict the congregations, to put pressure on the clergy to bring the correct Bibles into the churches. Father, we do pray today for healings of our family members, of friends we know. And Lord, to answer the prayers, Lord, we know your promises. We call upon you, Lord, to answer the prayers of healings we've called for, to bring families together, cause miracles to happen, divine appointments of some kind, Lord, from the miracles that you produce, that, Lord, that you'll bring families together and children back to their homes. And Father, protect them from the attacks of the devil through drugs, thoughts of suicide, to stop it, Lord, because some of them don't even know. And Father, for the anointing that the families do, for protection of their children, Lord, to be honored. And anything cleared up that's not cleared up, Lord, that's stopping those prayers from being answered, Lord, to convict the families of that blockage. And for Father, to put upon the way of the hearts of the Freemasons and the secret societies, that they renounce the blood oaths and clear that path. Lord, put that conviction out. We pray for our veterans. Father, we pray for our citizens that are thinking about suicide. Father, divine appointments will be set up. And those, Father, will find some outlet, some way that they will be led in the right path away from the thoughts of suicide. And Father, to render null and void the effects of the psychotropic drugs from that false ADHD diagnosis that's being given, Lord, that with your holy power, your spirit, that Father, you'll override the effects of these drugs because many don't understand. And Father, to override the effects of these vaccines that's being put out, and to shut down their technology. Father, we call upon you today as we close in on this weekend, Lord, the satanic worshiping and satanic celebration of this Mabon that's leading to Sawi. Father, we call upon you, Lord, to cause these to fail. And Father, to take away their sacrifices, Lord, of human beings, to expose it nationwide and worldwide, these evil sacrifices in September 21st and October 31st and the preparation in between, that, Lord, you'll expose it and set up prayer groups, Lord, through divine appointments to pray down and pray away the effects of these opening portals, to shut them down, Lord, if that be thy will. But, Lord, we know we've been pulling away these homosexual marriages being the bans lifted, that, Father, we know that the time is getting closer. But, Father, it be thy will that, Father, you shut them down. And, Father, to give us that time to witness to others so that the gospel be spread in the four corners of the world. Father, we pray for these children that's being abducted and those already under imprisonment, that, Lord, you'll find a way for some to escape. And, Father, give them comfort and their families comfort in this time of their missing. to expose this evil to Child Protective Service and expose this evil in the governments for who and what they really are. Father, we pray for the return of Jesus Christ. That's what we pray for. That's why, Father, we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, you know, when I first started broadcasting, I was never a broadcaster. I taught adults education. That's misleading. I taught Marines how to fight and kill. Okay, here we go. 1975 to 1987. That was what I saw as my skill. I was pretty good at it, too. And so was every other Marine that teaches. So I'm nothing special, because that's what they teach us to do. I was in Paris Island as a commander, Alpha Company, 1st Battalion, back in the 80s. And I made sure those recruits knew that when they appeared at Paris Island at 4 or 5 in the morning, 3 or 4 in the morning, whatever hour they appeared, that they knew their life was going to change. And change it did. Not 20 degrees. Not 130, not 140, but 180. And their body structures as well. Everything. In other words, we empty out of them what they had with that, what I call then, scuzzy civilian life, which I was once one myself, and to be a Marine. And the reason for it, the brainwashing that we did, had to be done. Because they were going to be sent to combat, and we had no idea when. We didn't know the day nor the hour. We never knew, as Marines, as lieutenants and captains and majors and whatever, even colonels, would not know the day or the hour that you'd be going to combat. And so when the time comes and you're called, especially in the Marine Corps, you're the first to go in. That's why I joined it, to be the first there in to kill, to fight, to be the first one to get the taste of battle. It was my romantic idea. In that time period of the 70s and 80s. That was my thinking then. I didn't know the wars were all set up since 1871. I had no idea about that. I didn't know the Jesuits were the ones that set up the war to kill, to have us fight an enemy that they also set up to die. So we'd fight each other not knowing why. Not really. I didn't know all that. It perturbed me. To have to realize and actually have to admit, oh, I hated it. But I had to admit that in the days of my college days when I'd watch TV and say, man, I'm going to go to Vietnam. I'm going to kill those damn commies. That's my thought back then, using the words. Sometimes a little rougher than I just did. I was into it, man. I was into it. I was ever watchful on the campus for any of those long-haired, pot-smoking, long-haired, stringy-haired kind of liberal types that's wearing their black berets and a little communist emblem or a star on their beret or something. I'm just ever watchful on the campus as I'm watching in Appalachian State in North Carolina. I'm watching as if I'm some kind of watchman or something of a different type. If I see one, I'd harass them. I said, man, get that. I can't tell you what I'm going to say, what I said, but because I saw that as a threat to my freedom. Little did I know our own government was setting up a military dictatorship in 1972 when I was in college to 1974, which I was still in college, and we were also in Vietnam, that our own government was setting up a military coup to take us down. I didn't know all that. No, I didn't know that Nixon had set up on February the 12th, 1972, to balkanize American states to set up so the UN could move in and take over by 1974-75. I didn't know that. That's a fact, too. I didn't know that our own government was going to assassinate Spiro Agnew as a pretense and bomb our own cities, blaming it on liberals who would take the blame by Los Angeles Police Department. I didn't know that by the... Oh, that's a fact. And they're always put in special operations that work with the CIA to orchestrate these assassinations and these bombings and murder and rape and whatever else they can do. And a lot of the policemen there don't know it either. That's why they're members of special operations. Oh, yeah, there's a group from LAPD was going to assassinate Spiro Agnew September 1972. And then they're going to orchestrate a series of bombings nationwide. And then Nixon would have the pretense to declare martial law. But you had a split in the U.S. government then. Because Schlesinger had heard about these extra-constitutional steps that Nixon was going to do, who was working for the Vatican, by the way, to take to bring a dictatorship for the third attempt. That's correct. So Schlesinger, a member of the White Hats, the so-called good guys, yeah, right, actually investigated how quickly they could move the 82nd Airborne from Fort Bragg to Washington, D.C., if Nixon was going to carry out what he'd planned to do of putting 10,000 Marines around D.C. and protect it and conduct a military coup, the U.S. government, as been planned by FDR, as was planned in the 1960s, as was planned by Nixon and later by Reagan and later by Bush and later by now it's coming Obama. Yeah, it's all been planned by all of them. That's fact. I didn't know all that back in 72, 74. Had no idea. I just wanted to kill me some commies and bring back a piece if I could and put it in a jar of formaldehyde. You understand my thinking back then. So I trained my body for 30 years. At that point in time, I took up martial arts and I studied and read how to kill a person many ways more than Sunday. How to train platoons to assault companies when I was a company commander. Why? To make sure that my troops came back at least alive. And if some of them did die, well, that's part of, and if I died, first sergeant would take over, or the company gunny, or the weapons platoon commander would take over if I died. So what? That was part of my duty. Not to die, but if it happens, it happens. Or come back dismembered or whatever, well, it's just part of the job. That was my thinking then. But what perturbed me and torqued my jaw when I became born again and then started learning the truth, I had to myself admit that I was dead wrong those period of time, that those long-haired, pot-smoking hippies were actually right. God, I hated that. But they were absolutely correct. In the 1960s, 1970s, they were right. However, they were paid at the highest level to be anti-war and to spit on our troops. That was bad. Because they were paid to do that to destroy the morale of our military beginning in the 1960s. Now, I didn't know that either. You see what I mean? This is how it worked. The takedown of America began in 1945. Exactly, 1945 to 48. A think tank in London called Tavistock orchestrated the plans in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Oh, yeah. This is how long-term this planning has been. That's my point. And the infiltration of churches to control the population, especially of America, specifically America, began in the year 1887 to control you. Well, that would be your ancestors, of course, who then would be controlling you. And you're saying, well, how's that? Let me show you how these people think. I'm going to read a quote that I've read before, but now I want you to listen to it carefully about what's really being said and by whom it's being said by. Now, listen to it. And don't just hear the words, but imagine it, of what this person is really saying. And the credibility is off the scale. The credibility is irrefutable. So this person is very important. And this person was talking to over 2,000 teachers at one time. In an auditorium. And and so he had 2,000 witnesses. The person I'm speaking of his name was Dr. Chester M. Pierce of Harvard University. And during 1972, Chester Pierce, medical doctor, addressed 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado. And so it's documented about this quote. The quote is absolutely horrific. It's, I didn't say, I want to make sure I don't make a mistake here by pronunciation. Horrific. Absolutely horrific. Unbelievable. And to this day, I don't understand why the teachers, 2,000 of them, unless they're in fear of their job in 1972, didn't just do a petition to have him taken off the medical field, have him fired from Harvard like they should have. And there'd be an outcry and an investigation. But it never happened. You see? So let me give you the quote of what he said to 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, and his Dr. Chester Pierce, MD of Harvard University, which is one of the Illuminati colleges. Now listen to the implications and focus on what I'm saying. He got in front of teachers. I imagine he hit the little like that, you know. Can you hear me? Okay. So he starts talking with a microphone. Everybody can hear him. And word for word, he says, I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Unquote. Now, my regular listeners, you've heard my dialogue upon this quote, which is absolutely horrific. Now, deny it if you will, if you want to. Run away from the broadcast if you want to. Close your ears and go, nah, I'm not listening to this anymore, if you want to. But that won't change one word or syllable that he said in 1973. Won't change a thing, because he said it. Oh, that's nothing. That's not counting Ashley Montagu. She said the same thing to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California. Paul Brandwine, influential educator, taught that any child who believes in God is mentally ill. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California in 1970, said the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Family, I just go on. I got tons of them right here. Charles Francis Potter, almost 40, 50 years earlier, had said education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every public school is a school of humanism. Family, humanism is of Satan. That's a fact. That's exalting man before God. Who else says that now? Victoria Osteen, out in public view. Right up front, in front of over 10,000 plus people in the congregation. Why didn't they just get up and leave? Because they're spellbound and cursed. That's a fact. I'm no saint. Every day for me is a struggle. But I know the truth. And that doesn't make me special. A lot of people know the truth. To know the truth, let's go back to what I said about Paris Island. You got to empty out the old you and put the new you in there. We emptied out the old civilian and put in the Marine Corps. You see? But you know what's evil about the Joint Chief of Staff? Is they know that. Well, they should know that. They were once lieutenants, as they've forgotten themselves. They must have forgot that they were lieutenants at one time. They must have forgot they went to college. They certainly must have forgot they had friends in high school and they were Americans before. Probably went to church even. Now they give their soul to devil. I wonder what happened to them in the four stars. Anyway, I still think that there's a hospital somewhere that before they reach general, they must get a lobotomy. In any case, they know this. So as a Marine, you are thoroughly 100% brainwashed. That's so you'll survive in combat. You can't reflect back to your old civilian days of all this free thinking. You have to react immediately to orders. And then if your commander dies, be able to give them. And then keep your presence of mind in a changing situation by the second. You don't have time to sit there. Well, it don't work that way. So you don't know the day or the hour you're going to combat. So you must train every day as if it's the day you're going to combat. We don't know the day or the hour of his return, so you must be ready any time. You don't know when you're going to die. You must be ready any time. It all boils down to facing the Savior when the time comes. And it becomes a major change in your life when you become born again. If that change is not apparent, even in you, you never were born again. And that preacher, he better go back to the beginning himself, because he's not teaching the truth. There must be major changes in your life when you become born again. Saying the words, "I give my life to Jesus Christ," blah, 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 I don't get it. You got to mean it. And then you got to walk away from sin. Walk away from it. Pray for it. When you can't help yourself, you pray for it. Holy Spirit will be there. But you must acknowledge it. That's important. Just because you go to church, say you're a Baptist, a Methodist, a Presbyterian, or Hindu, whatever you are, it makes no difference. SDA, Mormon, it don't make one lick of difference what you label yourself. Don't matter. The religion means nothing. Religion is a hindrance, including Christianity. And the false Bibles, except for the King James. I'm a Baptist, so who cares? I'm a Methodist, I go to church every... So what? Are you born again, though? Well, I'm a Baptist, I go to church, I'm born again. Really, do you? And you still do the same things you did, and you belong to Freemasons? No, you're not. It's not possible. It's impossible. Because it would be a major change in your life once you become truly born again. That's how you tell. You look at things differently. I don't know how to explain it. I shouldn't do this, but the difference in me, all I can do is use me as an example. I don't know how else to do it. Is today I'm real sorry for it, but I was an adulterer and a liar and a cheater. I'm very sorry for that, and I know that God forgive me of that. And I paid the price. But what's worse, the people that was involved also paid the price. That's worse, that I caused that. But I know when I became born again and mid to late 80s, I no longer pursued that particular lifestyle. I turned away from it. Matter of fact, I went against it. Telling lies will only lead you down the wrong path 1,000% every single time. So I went the other extreme. If you don't want to know, don't ask me, because I will tell you the truth. I just went opposite in my life. My drinking continued. You see, I didn't back off from the drinking part. I still drank and whatever. But I will notice it started diminishing. And then one day in early, mid to late 2000, I stopped drinking hard liquor straight. You know, on the rocks kind of thing. I just didn't do it anymore. I just quit. I still maintained drinking beer, you know, with a meal or something. And it wasn't a declaration. It wasn't, I'm going to stop drinking hard liquor. It wasn't that at all. I just stopped. I don't know. I can't explain it. I just didn't do it anymore. I felt funny. And just quit entirely. Matter of fact, as a bartender, I used to go, he asked me what was wrong with me. I said, why? He said, you're not drinking Southern Comfort in the Rocks anymore. I said, oh. You see, the point is, there's a change that comes upon you. If you don't have that change, just getting baptized or just saying the words, it's not going to get it. There's got to be a visible change in your life. You see? And just saying the words don't get it. You got to mean it. And God will help you then. Okay, you know, I don't want to get off on me, because I'm not that important. I'm not that important, but I just want to give the examples, you know. And back to what I was talking about. They have controlled public education by design. The teachers are in fear of their jobs, and those that they pull in. With the Eastern Star control. Oh, yeah, with an iron fist, man, let me tell you. Little Eastern Star female Southern Belle teachers out there walk around like a band of roosters saying, nah, you better not do that. Yeah. My husband is a grand poopah in the mind. Who cares? Well, some of them do because they get too fired down south, y'all. You understand? And the men walk around with their rings and all that with the Masonic emblem. Man, they're heading straight to hell if they don't renounce it. It's that simple. They're going to melt down, throw away, bury, cut up, chip down, whatever, the rings. It goes back 2 or 3 generations. Get rid of that junk, man, because it carries with it a curse. And it was too good at being politically correct. But that's a fact. Because your family's cursed. That's why Satan lets you walk around like a banty rooster and a rooster. And a banty rooster or whatever, you know, or a hen. A little graphic there, I guess. Because he wants you to feel that reward. He wants you to feel that power that you'll be hooked, crooked, and lied to before he pulls the carpet and takes you down to hell with him. That's what's going to happen. All the good deeds in the world you're going to do won't help you at all. Won't happen. Well, I felt I had to get that out. And one other thing, I've talked about this before, and I get back to my part about the churches and infiltration of the churches, all of them. You might have one or two that's not. They're certainly not 501c3, and they're not associated with any associations like Billy Graham and the rest of them are, that are Jesuits or Freemasons. I call it like it is. But the one thing we all hang on to is all our successes and our failures are all parts. Success is fleeting. In 1969, I was a member as a sophomore in high school of a state championship. In 1969. The next time they won it was in 2008. You know, a little bit of time there. Who cares? So if I go to 2008 ball game and they win the state championship, and I'll say, hey, yeah, we were state champions in 1969. Who's that? Nobody remembers. Then 2008, a week after they won the state championship, people were like, okay, great. All right, let's move on. Your successes and your failures are temporary in this world, this physical world. Success and failures are fleeting. It all refers to the past, always. Death education in our schools gears us up to think that this is the end. And the end is coming, so we got to enjoy the moment. Well, there's some truth to that. But enjoying the moment, because the end is coming. So we enjoy the moment, and when it's too old or not like we used to be, we reflect back to the past. Sometimes you wait to your quote-unquote bucket list. I better do my bucket list because I'm really kind of, you know, getting past that point. When do you start thinking about a bucket list? 50 years old? 60 years old? Something, I don't know, somewhere in there. So then you get too darn old to do your bucket list. Oh, it's only in your mind. That's humanism. Sure it is. Whoopee. So you do something. You say, well, I got a bad knee or I got a bad shoulder. And I'm going to climb Mount Everest. I've always wanted to do that. I'm going to save up my money and that's my job. I'm going to climb Mount Everest. I can do it at 65 years old. I got a bad knee, but I'll do this. I'll do something heroic. I get CNN fodder, you know, all this stuff. So the day comes. You've saved your $25,000 or whatever, and you've got everybody all geared up and families. And where's John going? Tom, he's going to go climb Mount Everest. He's what? Oh, okay, well, I go do it. I climb Mount Everest. Man, my toes got cold. So I come back down. And I may have lost a couple of toes along the way. I don't know, whatever. Let's say I didn't. And I'm done. I got pictures of me standing there. Da-da-da-da-da. Like the most interesting man in the world. And I get put on a commercial. Oh, whatever. Okay. So it's finished. Okay. Okay. I write a book about it. I make some money. How many people are really going to read the book? And a year after it, who cares? Have I exalted God or myself? Who have I really exalted? I put the picture on my wall. There it is. Come over here, Martha. Look at my picture. How long? I don't know. Let's time it. 5 minutes. Let's go do something else. All right. Set, ready, go. Let's look. Ah, there I am. But in the meantime, eternity, is coming. I got to look to the future in eternity. That's the bottom line. That's for you individually. There's no such thing as a bucket list. That's the point. Look to the future, and your future is eternity. No matter what you do on this earth, that eternity is there no matter what. And that's what's going to matter the most. God ain't going to look whether you climb Mount Everest. He don't care. He's going to look at what you did with what he gave you. That he's going to care about. But even before that, is did you take his son as your savior? Because if you didn't, climbing Mount Everest won't keep you out of hell. I hope that made an impact. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. But how do they keep us all tied up and confused? And that's the whole idea. Well, let's go there. How they keep you busy. They have this so documented, so set up, so designed through countless committees, think tanks, mind control, using technology, ELF transmission, TV, all kinds of things they've got, education. I'm going to talk about those. Because if you know them, then you can pull yourself away from them. Now, when I get going on this, it may take a while here. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. Then we'll give you some real world examples. And this is why I don't get caught up in the trees. What trees are you talking about? Well, let's talk about Manning for a while. So I'll spend 30, 40 minutes talking about Manning. Or I talk about Snowden. Or I talk about Ebola. Or whatever. You know, and I'll spend 30 minutes talking about that. No, it's not a bad thing at all, but where does it fit in the big scheme of maneuver? The big scheme of things is how I look at it. They have this divided in the esoteric teachings given to the seven branches of human endeavor. The Tibetans are the channelers for this evil. And the seven areas they control in mankind. You know, they say that Satan walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and they give you all this stuff and Bible study and all that, and you really don't know what the dickens are talking about. You know, you have nine orders of angels. You have fallen angels, then you got nine order of angels in heaven, the third heaven. Did you know in the second heaven is where Satan and the angels reside? Not in hell. That's something these churches have passed on. It's not true. Hell is where he's going to end up. Yeah. Where is that now? No. He's in the second heaven, the known universe, in a supernatural form called orbs, little balls of light. That's all he is. And demons are nothing but specks of light. That's all they are. They got to put fear in you so they can come inside you with the same frequency vibration as your DNA. Now, this is mechanics, physics I'm talking about. And they're like little, I don't know, if you take a pill of arsenic, it's going to make you sick, right? Well, the same thing about a light of electricity. Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea. Like you take a pill, physical, of arsenic, or you just want to kill yourself or something, make yourself sick. So, that'd be sick. Well, that's what people are doing, actually. And you take an eyedropper and you put it in your coffee, or if you're a mass murderer, you put it in somebody. Well, that little chemical is going to cause that body to react, is it not? It's physical to physical. There we go. Oh, yeah, that works. All right? So, unknowingly, maybe because you're the one that's the target, you take a drink of that coffee that had that little dropper of arsenic in it. And you get awfully, awfully, awfully sick. Your body just reels in it. Maybe even die. Who knows? You go into a coma. What caused it? That little drop of arsenic. Because it's on a physical level. It affects your whole body. May even kill you. So, it's exactly the same thing on a spiritual level. When that little demon, the size of an eyedropper, speck of light, that's why they get in flies. They get in bugs. They get in animals. They get in objects. I know some of you might think that's crazy, but this is about demonology. This is physics. It's chemistry. It's quantum physics. Electricity. Electromagnetic lower frequency vibration. It's very complicated to explain. So I don't have time to go into all the details. I can explain it, but I can't right now. But by matching frequencies of your DNA, which is unique, they can enter your body like a key, like a password. There you go. You see how it works? So that speck of light comes in your body. It goes into your pineal gland, where your soul resides, and your soul is energy. And that energy mixes in like arsenic in the body. The demon mixes with your soul. It's also energy. Becomes kind of like a virus. And affects your soul. I'm not talking about philosophy here at all. I'm talking about physics, man. I'm talking about biology, chemistry. This is how God has set up this. Well, they've learned to manipulate God's creation using formulas and science and mechanics and quantum physics. You see what's happening? That's where that comes from. Numerology, algebra, trigonometry, calculus, the periodic table of the elements, formulas, the almanac, knowing the portals and the dates they come, makes the thin line like a Mabon. M-A-B-O-N is a satanic worship. Wicca, on 21st of September. They know that period of time. The veil between the first heaven, earth, and the second heaven, which is the known universe where the fallen angels reside, is thinnest in these periods of holidays. That's when they conduct their blood sacrifices on those days and nights, usually in the full moon, because that full moon has an energy development of sort. They manipulate the physics that God created. Why do you think it tore down the Tower of Babel? Because using the same type of physics, the Tower of Babel, to open up portals to allow the demonic entities to come inside this realm. That's what the holidays are all about. Now, I have overly simplified this. So they need these sacrifices. They need people to focus on praying, but not to God, but to their new world order. To their, let's all get together and hum and roast marshmallows. That's energy. Hurricanes, all these things they produce, produces massive energy that opens up portals and allows certain things to happen by these sacrifices. This is what's going on today. And you're going to see a lot more death between 21st and the 31st of October. And they're not done yet. Major changes are coming. Some you know about, some you won't, until they're ready to launch it. Well, to keep you busy so you can't connect the dots, they control seven branches of human endeavor. As if I had to tell you. Politics, education, philosophy, all art, science, religion, and finance. They have seven fallen angels, seven of the hierarchy, controlling all seven areas. And I got here in front of me with an Illuminati textbook, by the way, that they don't like people having, because they don't let you know about it. Is their objectives. They call it the plan. And the most important thing from their teaching is that to be charged with the energy of the plan through meditation and contemplation. So that your energy putting forth in a massive grand scale helps make it happen. Remember, Satan is prince of this world. Because these fallen angels, these masters, these ascended masters, these aliens, they want to call them, they're not aliens, they're darn demons in the second heaven. You see how it works? They teach in what's called ashrams, A-S-H-R-A-M-S. They don't want you to know this. I'm going to tell you anyway. They teach individuals and groups telepathically on various planes. And what that means is incarnations, channeling, trances, seances. When they have their little conferences, all right, everybody get together, everybody put your finger, whatever they do, you know, all that stuff that they do. All right, we're going to chat. Can you imagine the UN and the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission, them doing this? But they do it. We're going to bring in the invocation of the words, and they do that chanting, mom, mom, that, whatever the heck they do. I don't want to get involved in that. I don't go that deep in research. All of them working together opens up a portal. It's the same thing as the Ouija board. Ouija board works, darn it. Doggone it, it works. Look at the suicides caused by these Ouija boards of children that's committed suicides after using them. Now mix in the lie about ADHD, and then they give them psychotropic drugs. Miss Jones, your child is way out of control. We have Dr. Bonatz here. Hello, I'm Dr. Bonatz from Germany. Yahoo. And he goes there. He says, your child needs some Prozac to calm him down. Hey, doctor. Yo-ho, hamburger. He is a child. He is full of energy, yo. You see, now go back to where you came from and do something with your certificate. And I'm not going to tell you out in the public what to do with it. But and do that with it, okay? Stick it where the sun don't shine. Because this child is a child. He don't need no drugs. He needs God in his life. And he ain't getting it home, so parents give it to him at home. Doggone it. That's what it is. It's no ADHD. It's a lie. Well, let me tell you about that. All the shootings in the schools, everyone's been on Prozac, Ritalin, other psychotropic drugs. You know why? Because that marijuana, that drug, or whatever it is, don't matter. Any drug, marijuana is one of the worst. Prozac, whatever they can get inside that body, causes abomination to that body, and vaccines, and helps open up a portal for that little speck of light to come inside and say, kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. Because they are demons. They're real. And they cause suicides. The Ouija board is a major portal opener. Big time. It works. The Pentagon has weaponized witchcraft. They've weaponized demonology. Remote viewing. By committing this abomination on a child in the Pentagon that you all don't know about. Opens up a portal of one of the super soldiers to allow them for remote viewing and other type of things. I don't have time to go around the bush on this. That's what they're doing. So they dehumanize our generals and admirals. I get right down to it. So how they control it? They've got seven human endeavors. I've just told you. So they have what's called ashrams. They teach individuals and groups these telepathically various planes. And they instruct through inspiration, channeling, impression, Morse channeling, and possession, and all through mysteries and symbols, unquote. They instruct through inspiration, impression, and through the mysteries and symbols, unquote. That's how they do it. They got it written up to where it doesn't sound so ugly, but I'll tell you exactly what it is. Quote, the purpose of the entire process of meditation is to enable man to penetrate into the world of his great possibilities, to be impressed by the plan and bring it down to human level, helping evolution and furthering the liberation of humanity. Okay, let's call it for what it is. To bring it down to human level, helping possession of demonic entities and further damning the human race. Okay, now we got it. Okay. So once a man touches the electric field of the planet, in other words, you give permission to it, he becomes radioactive and inspired and great drive to work and serve in spite of conditions. Yeah, he becomes possessed by a demonic entity. Let's call it for what it really is. He becomes a burning bush and a fountain of energy, wisdom, vision, and spiritual enthusiasm. And thus he works as a great server and inspire and a powerhouse of energy. Yeah, well, they got the energy drinks to help open up the portals so you can become possessed by a demonic entity so you can kill, steal, and destroy and not worry about it. That's what really happens. I got the details right here. Now, to break it down further, they call them ashrams. And this Tibetans, they're the ones that bring in, they're even higher than the governments. We're told that the brotherhood is the goal of the Aquarian Age. And to fulfill this goal, the Tibetan master says that in the New Age, the disciples and initiates must study the supreme science of contact as three main divisions of the science of impression, invocation, evocation, and telepathy. And what does that mean? Before this past month, we were in the Piscean Age. That was the Roman Catholic Church for hundreds and hundreds of years. Ended with coming the Age of Aquarian. What identified that so-called Age of Aquarius? The Ice Bucket Challenge. The death and destruction they've been causing ever since. That water pouring thing. That was, secretly, the crossover into the Aquarian Age. And now, what do they have? What they got going on? They have the UN Secretary General pushes for global citizenship. They get the leaders of India, Norway, to appear in the Free Global Citizen Festival on September 27th in New York City. They have the Satanists distributing literature in public schools in Orlando, Florida. They have a satanic mass supposed to go on in Oklahoma on 21st of September. They have a worldwide meditation going on 21st of September. The 21st of September is the festival of Mabon, of Wicca. All on that one day. 7 days later is another global conference. Boy, I tell you what, they're getting ready for something. I don't know what, but they're getting ready for something coming. And, well, let me get back to, did I tell you all about Pinellas School down in Florida that bought M16 rifles and grenade launchers to be used at the school? Did y'all know about that? Can you imagine? Pinellas, Pinellas Schools Police buy M16 rifles. This is recent. The force owns 28 M16 rifles. Pinellas Schools Police. Schools Police. Not the regular police, but the schools police. And they paid $50 for each one. I'd say a little government subsidized, wouldn't you? And grenade launchers. What do they need that for? Is that in case somebody picking up their kid is sitting there too long? I don't guess they have M79s. That's old. What they need that for? Protect the kids? No. It's protect the school from the parents. I've always said this. Family are sneaking up on you. And they're putting the felons in charge of these police departments. They're not telling you all that. And you police officers, that's good police officers, you better watch your back because your own agency will take you out. You don't understand the evil you're dealing with here. You know, the article talking about this, law enforcement agencies affiliated with at least 120 schools, colleges, and universities have received gear through a government program to provide surplus military equipment to local governments. Some received grenade launchers and heavily armed vehicles. Now, you could say they're protecting the schools against ISIS. Well, ISIS don't exist, and neither does Al-Qaeda, and we proved that this past week. Uh-huh. So there's a big problem here, you know what I mean? A big problem. Somebody's being lied to. Florida, get ready. A lot of praying going on. Let's go back to the control, though, before I get caught up in it. Because no matter what they do, they lose. There's nothing they can do to win. Nothing they can do. Because the closer they get to what they think is winning, it's going to bring them down 100%. But in the meantime, the first ray, the Ashram ray that they control, is called politics. And what they do, they say that each age is entered with a flood of the first ray energy. In other words, the politics, the politicians, manipulators of will energy. They put all this new age terminology into it. Channeling money. And teaching. They teach the science of Antikarana in the educational field. The overlord. The science of social evolution. See, now I could go on and on about this, but I like to talk about something you can put your teeth in, of how they really control it. And in the politics, they have the secret societies that control your governments through the humanistic Secret society, as I read you yesterday about the Knights of Malta, control the governments. Every single one. To follow their agenda. Okay. Specifically how? Well, it goes back to Karl Marx in detail, who got his plagiarized version of the plan from from Clinton Roosevelt in 1841, who got it from Adam Weishaupt, who designed it, as he was impressed, impressionable, channeled by the hierarchy. It's all plagiarized. So, what they planned for advanced countries, such as America specifically, was abolishing property and land and application of all rents of property to public purposes. It comes through zoning codes and taxes. That's how they do it. And they abolish property and land by using certain means of these forest fires by design. And using HAARP to raise the water table, to destroy farmland, Soros. This is orchestrated through HAARP. It works perfectly. They've been controlling the weather since 1960. As the technology increased and chemtrails, ELF transmission, HAARP, the technology has greatly controlled the weather. A heavy progressive or graduated income tax, IRS, because you are corporations. People don't realize that. That's why you have you're a dummy corporation with a birth certificate, authenticity, and a serial number called the Social Security number. And $1 million trust that was put in your name the day you were born in a treasury account held up in Switzerland, thereabouts. Y'all don't know about. So you being corporations, as a government, as the United States is a corporation, they can tax you with income tax because you're a corporation. Citizen, no. Corporation, yeah. Yes, that's why. You got the IRS, which is civilian anyway, like the Federal Reserve. It's civilian. It's not even federal. To abolish all of right of inheritance, your inheritance tax. Take away the inheritances. To confiscate property of all immigrants, those who flee the country, and rebels. So you see, they will have certain ones they pay to renounce the citizenship. I'm tired of living in America, this nation, blah, 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 blah. Then they'll put it in the newspapers. Large number of Americans are now renouncing their citizenship. They do that on purpose. So you'll say, oh, honey, what? They'll say, we're going to leave this country. I don't like it no more. Yeah, you're right, baby. They're just really bad. Obama's president. Well, you could say the same thing for Bush, for Clinton. All of them are murderers. Every doggone one of them, all the way back to FDR. And I got the evidence for it. And they're liars. Every darn one of them. Not just Obama. They're all inclusive. Except for the ones they assassinated. So they get people to say, yeah. So they're leaving for the reasons they think, but the others are paid to say this, and they put it in the news to enhance it. Okay, so now you got to enhance the confiscation of property of all EMIGRANTS, those who flee the country. Isn't that tricky? They just take your property, man. You renounce your citizenship? Good. That's how it works. Everybody's falling for it. And the rebels, that's Christian dissidents, survivalists. Family, this is all orchestrated. Falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. Centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state. So this is after the prices for gas and telephone service go up due to deregulation and antitrust suits. Like going way back some 20 years, AT&T. We'll beg the government for this.
Yes.
Extension of factories and instruments of production that's owned by the state. the bringing into cultivation the wastelands and improvement of the soil generally in accordance with the common plan. For example, the soil bank, the EPA, government subsidies, price supports, all of this is part of what the Bilderbergers, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, CFR, all talk about. And the equal liability of all to labor. Yeah. Well, establishment of industrial armies, especially for agriculture. Workmen's compensation, free enterprise zones, required voluntary community service, and all these kind of things. You've got EPA and all these others that are arming themselves, taking over farms and all this. This is part of it. Finding excuses they can take land. Close people down, especially farmers. Controlling the weather. Driving away customers to population centers. Family, this is all planned out and in the planning. The Chinese want to take it over. They've already bought our debt anyway. But you know, now they're starting to show you, hey, AFBI, hey buddies, ATF, you guys out there. Now they're starting to talk about eliminating those corporations called FBI and ATF. Because they see what they're doing. So they, first of all, show how tyrannical the government is. Government's tyrannical. FBI is doing this. ATF is doing that. Oh, yeah, they're doing it all right. I mean, you can talk about Randy Weaver, and you talk about Davidian Compound and all that. They give you reason to. There's no doubt about that. But that's the purpose of it. So now, they're singing a different tune. This so-called tyrannical government is a real poor tyrannical government. Rick Joyner, talking about praying for a military takeover, he's still around. Something's wrong with tyrannical government. Something's not matching. Mm-mm-mm. And so, they're showing you now the tyrannical government, FBI, ATF, to get rid of them. Yay! So you'll accept the New World Order as peace. So ATF guys and FBI, they're already turning on you, as I told you they would. Freemasons, they're going to kill you. You got the Knights of Malta that took a blood oath to take you out. So now they're going after the very ones that said were tyrannical. So, and they're putting it in the news. So you know if they're trying to hide it, it wouldn't make it the news, would they? So now, they're, what do you call it, throwing them under the bus. So you'll accept a peaceful solution, but based on the New World Order and the United Nations. This is what they're doing. And the combination of agriculture with manufacturing industries, like a gradual abolishing of the distinction between town and country. I think in California they're coming up with trying to make six states out of it or something. That's called balkanization. Consolidation by bank foreclosures in new states was planned even in 1987. A lot was planned then, heading into the 1990s. Free education for all children in public schools. And abolition of children's factory labor in its present form. Kind of a combination of education with industrial production, they call it. Community schools, free enterprise zones, computer hookup for global curriculum. A lot of similarities in belief and practices between Illuminism, communism, progressive education, like Common Core and No Child Left Behind. That was the purpose of it. To dumb down your kids and control. Because they couldn't ban the homeschooling, but so they tried to do end around on it. so they can control your kids' education. It has to go because you're teaching. You're working. Have to make the bills. They made it so. This is only part of what they're up to. The education philosophy is to cloud religion. Religion is to hide the truth about Jesus Christ. All religions. I mean every single one, bar none. Man, you got a choice of religions out the yin-yang. You ever notice the choice of religions that you have? There's a song out, a pretty cute little song, Old Buddha by the Imperials. I'm not going to play it. Don't worry. But it talks about that no religion is going to get you to heaven. No religion. So what they've done is they've created a religion for everybody. And with it, it comes its own Bible. And your own Messiah. Your very own Messiah. That y'all can make up and do this, that, and the other with. And he don't mind none. As long as you don't worship that one that's real, called Jesus Christ. They don't mind. Man, just pick any religion you want. As long as it's not that one with the Messiah called Jesus Christ. Don't be picking that now. Because that one will put us out of business, they think. And it will. He's going to. And there's nothing they can do about it. You got the Southern Baptist, American Baptist, Fundamental Baptist, Independent Baptist, Missionary Baptist, Bible Baptist. And they all got different beliefs. You must be baptized. You don't have to be baptized. You must give tithes. Or you don't have to give tithes. You got to speak in tongues. You're not saved. It don't matter. Man, I just picked, they all got something different. Then they start running around the church. In the Fundamentalist, Pentecostal, they start running around the pews. Like, you know, like they do in the Mujahideen. Excuse me. The Muslims. They go around the Mecca. They go in a circle, counterclockwise. They do it in Hindu. They run around a circle. I thought one day, I said, wait a minute. I try to find a church, man. It's not easy. I went to one Fundamentalist church down here, and I said, man, I ain't never coming back here. They had a whole congregation. About 30 minutes into it, I'm thinking, I'm in the wrong place. And I'm like, I'm going to sit here, or just whatever, you know, and I'm sat there. And 10 people got up and started, while the preacher's preaching, it seemed like the thing to do, they did, to start walking around, praying in tongues around the church pews. I'm like, okay, they need exercise, I don't know, whatever. And then before long, it was everybody except for 10 in the seats. It was a big congregation. So they're all going around, like doing the, you know, when the parties, it's do bum, 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 bum. Everybody's got their hands on their shoulders and all that. Around the pews. I'm thinking, man, I got to get out of here. And then they had some woman with a megaphone doing the tongue thing. I couldn't understand what the dick she was saying. With a megaphone, telling people to get out of their seats. I said, yeah, lady, don't even come near me. Don't even put your hand on me. Go away. Just shoo, 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 shoo. And then the other day, I was doing research, and I realized the commonality of many religions, including your Baptist, where they go around in circles on the pews, exactly like they do in Islam, Hinduism, but in other sect. I said, whoa. Family, that's conjuring up a demon. It's not about God, not about the Holy Spirit either. It's that Kundalini thing going on. They'll do it. Go around in a circle. Look it up. You got Bible Methodist, African Methodist, United Methodist, United Brethren, Anglican, Catholic, Apostolic, Roman Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Church of England, Christian Episcopal. I have trouble with that one. 37,000 religious sects. Lutheran, Wesleyan, Amish, Presbyterian, Mennonite, Church of God, Calvary, Moravian, Vineyard, whatever, Nazarene, Foursquare, Mormons, Star Truth, Branch Davidian, oh, hello, Unitarian, Hutterite, Friends, Pentecostal, Assembly of God, House of Prayer, Jesus Movement. You got Church of Christ, Evangelical, Free, Disciples of Christ, Christian Church, Churches of Christ, Seventh-day Adventist, Congregation of Yah, Global Church, Harmony of Life, Christian Science, Jehovah Witness, United Christian Church, Church of God in Christ, Worldwide Church of God. Oh my gosh. Family, 37,000 more. Something's wrong with this picture. No, bad wrong. Education, religion has been infiltrated. Totally. Philosophy hides religion. Religion hides Jesus Christ and the King James Bible. With their own Bibles and own theology. The art, I talked about that the other day. Were they, were they had instructed where's I read that? It was to somewhere here. I had to, hold on a second. Yeah, control art critics and directors of art museums, quote, our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, and meaningless art. Another one is to continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told, quote, eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings. Substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Unquote. That's part of their plan. Now, this is documented in Communist Goals 1963 Congressional Record on January the 10th, 1963. Extension of remarks of Honorable A.S. Herlong Jr. of Florida in the House of Representatives Thursday, January 10th, 1963. It was current Communist Goals. You know, so art is a target. It's one of the ashram rays as well. So they set it up, get you used to it, then they say take it down to control you. Right there it is, documented. In science, is how they've cracked open, or trying to crack open the portals. It's how they're trying to do mind control. That's the main thing, is the mind control. You know, through extra low frequency waves. Now, I talked about this past week. And Public Law 95-79, Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 1520, Chemical and Biological Weapons Program, Warfare Program, quote, the use of human subjects will be allowed for the testing of chemical and biological agents by the U.S. Department of Defense, accounting to congressional committees with respect to the experiments and studies. Secretary of Defense may conduct tests and experiments involving the use of chemical and biological warfare agents on civilian populations within the United States. Barium oxide, aluminum oxide. There's a quote called Poor Monkey. Mind Control by Harry Martin and David Crowell, 1991. Poor Monkey, give me the money in 3 months, she says, and I'll be able to affect the behavior of 80% of the people in this town without their ever knowing it. Unquote. Jose Delgado, infamous mind control researcher, Robert Ralph Schwetzbell. I can just go on and on. In California, it was discovered, by the way, by Dr. Adley, A-D-E-Y, that animal brainwaves could be altered directly by ELF fields. It was found that monkey brains would fall in phase with ELF waves, and these waves could easily pass through the skull, which normally protected the central nervous system from outside influence. Well, in San Leandro, Dr. Elizabeth Raucher, director of Technic Research Laboratories, was doing ELF brain research with human subjects for some time in 1991, and this of the frequencies produced nausea for more than an hour. Another frequency, she calls it the marijuana frequency, gets people laughing. Give me the money in 3 months, she says, Dr. Elizabeth Raucher, I'll be able to affect the behavior of 80% of the people in this town without their ever knowing it. It's frequency, wave, vibration. Now, I'll take it a step further. They have synthesized, made synthetic, demonic influence. This proves the point. They have been able to identify and isolate frequency wave vibrations that affects you in accordance with your own frequency wave that you were given when you were born. If they tap into that, by their digital tattoo on your skin, or by the ELF transmissions because they've identified your DNA signature code, they can tap into your soul using ELF transmission. And that's exactly what a demon does in the natural way, supernatural way. So now you have a supernatural influence, people call them demonized. You have a technological influence called ELF transmission and mind control, which are really the same thing. Except one's a demon and one's technology. The problem is the two of them are working together. That's a problem. And to open you up is the mark of the beast, the digital tattoo. Y'all getting this? So you need supernatural influence called the full armor of God. It is about witchcraft. What counters witchcraft? The Holy Spirit. Not a 5.56 millimeter round that's loaded into an M16, shoulder gas operated, magazine fed shoulder weapon. No, it's not going to get it. Having all the food in the world because you are prepared for the end times in the basement where Martha canned everything and you got freeze dried food you bought at some station or whatever, I don't know what. You're going to run out of it. You know how they won wars sometimes back in the days? They didn't want to lose their men. All they had to do, family, back in the days of castles, was, you know, they had the gates or the big, put spies inside. That's fifth column strategy. Put spies inside that act like the people inside and their friends, everybody. It sound familiar? It's called a fifth column strategy. And then they build, a wall. Around the wall of the fortress, because they used to have back in the days of Jesus and so forth, catapults. So they would pull back, the attacking enemy would pull back from the range of the catapults and build their own wall to keep people out and keep people in. So you had to peer between the regular wall of the enemy, of the target, and your wall. It's called no man's land. Okay. Well, they're going to run out of food. They're going to run out of horses. They're going to run out of the dogs. They're going to run out of the rats. Then you're going to start looking at your kids. They're going to get tasty. You understand what's going on here? Then you start losing it. Then you start becoming evil. And you could become survivalists. Then you start fighting on the inside. In the meantime, they're all outside just waiting for it to implode. They just wait till you're done, till you can't eat anymore because you don't have anything. You're out of distance of your catapults or your ammunition you're going to run out of eventually. Or can't even use it anyway. So they just wait. They wait it out. It's always until you have the last bite, the last human effort, just nothing's working, do people go to God. Always wait the last minute instead of the first one. Science. Navy Captain Dr. Paul E. Taylor. He read a paper at the Air University Center of Aerospace Doctrine, Research, and Education there at Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama. Dr. Taylor was responsible then for the Navy's radiation laboratory. They studied radiation. Radiation. And the effects of radiation on humans. Ever heard of being demonized before or possessed? What do you think that is? In this paper he wrote, Dr. Taylor stated, I quote, the ability of individuals to function, in this case he's talking about soldiers, could be degraded to such a point that could be combat ineffective. Militia. So the system is so sophisticated that it employs microwaves and millimeter waves and is transportable by a large truck. So your little trips out to the Ozarks, you got a big problem. They know you're going out there. Come on now. You had Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories in South Bay, for example, and they were working in the development of a brain bomb. The bomb could be dropped in the middle of a battlefield, which would produce microwaves that incapacitates the minds of soldiers with a circumscribed area. What do you think happened in the 1990s in Iraq? You had hundreds of thousands of soldiers leaving, man. We're done. We're done. We're out of here. It works. That's what they used. Applications of this microwave technology, don't let them fool you. It's not new. It's available for over 25 years, a quarter of a century. In Berkeley, the American Association for Advancement of Science, as early as 1965, you had Professor Anthony Ducci. New York University. Oh, New York University? New York, did I say New York University? I know some of you all saying, oh, here he goes. Sarcastic gamble here. New York University. Boy, I heard that somewhere before. Yep. Part of Tavistock. New York University. And Berkeley. All part of Tavistock. Among hundreds of other colleges. And not only that, look at there. Not only science, I knew I heard about it somewhere else. In 1987, Herbert London of New York University said, quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment. That's socialism and Marxism. And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. Herbert London of New York University. And there's another one, New York University. That college gets around, don't it? Well, he provided an important segment of research in the field of memory control. So, simply speaking, Professor Deutsch, sounds a little bit German, don't it? Like Ralph and Robert Schwetzbell. He indicated, they're not Jews, by the way. Sorry there, redneck. Christian identity. Y'all white folk out there? These aren't Jews. Anyway. He indicated that the mind is a transmitter, and if too much information received, like too many vehicles on a crowded freeway, the brain ceases to transmit. This professor indicated that excess amounts of acetylcholine can be artificially produced, though both administration of drugs are through the use of radio waves. The process is called electronic dissolution of memory, EDOM, EDOM. Edomites. Oh, hello. The memory transmission can be stopped for as long as the radio signal continues. Is that why the man patted his mashed potatoes and put salt on his dog? I wondered about that. As a result, the awareness of the person skips over those minutes during which he's subjected to the radio signal, memories distorted, and time orientations destroyed. Militia, former vets, those voices you're hearing, it's not post-traumatic stress. It is technology. You've been targeted. The psychotropic drugs enhances it for your children and for your adults. And your government knows about it. European government knows about it. All the governments know about it. The Vatican knows about it. Your joint chief of staff knows about it. And the others are too afraid to say anything because they'll lose their jobs. But you know what's, who else knows about it? God does. Jesus Christ knows. He's there waiting for your prayers to plead the blood of Jesus around him. But it don't work to plead the blood of Jesus until you're a believer. What's the Holy Spirit? A whole lot of energy. Heaven wide. But it won't come until you call. You get not because you pray not. God's not philosophy. He is real. This earth, this world, this universe is not self-created. We don't create God. God created us in his image. Our choice is whether to accept that or reject it. If we reject it, we got to find a reason why we're here. Thereby is born humanism. To bring the evil to this world is called witchcraft, alchemy. It's earmarked by every single holiday, bar none, Christmas, Easter, covered over. Can you imagine how deceived our nation is and the world in Easter and Christmas? Jesus was never born on Christmas in the first place. Easter is Ishtar. Isis. Oh, that sounds very familiar. Sacrifice of human beings and children. Open up portals during these earmarked holidays. That's the purpose of it. Some of these so-called truth tellers that are out there doing DVDs and CDs and DVDs and BVDs and whatever they're doing better get wise because God knows the lies they're telling. They can fool humans. They're not going to fool God. They will be held accountable. Every joint chief of staff, it don't matter how much church you go, how much of water gets thrown on your face, how much good deeds you do, you will be held accountable to God in the great white throne judgment. How to stop it? Yeah. By renouncing the blood oath that you took in the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons, witchcraft, whatever you're involved in. Oh, you'll get the wrath of man. There's no doubt about that. Would you rather have the wrath of man or the wrath of God for an eternity? Because you can have all the bucket lists you want, but that bucket list will be heaven, will happen, and then you're done with it, and it's forgotten about, means nothing. But eternity means everything. Eternity, you never look back. But on earth, you always look back in the past. Because the future, the present, is gone. Always. But eternity is not. They want to keep you busy. In these seven areas I'm telling you about right now. You see how it works? You know this guy named Lincoln, not Abraham Lincoln. According to Lincoln Lawrence, the author of Were We Controlled, Edom is now operational, has been for a while, and there is already a use of a small Edom generator transmitter which can be concealed on the body of the person. In contact with this person, a casual handshake or even a touch, transmit a tiny electronic charge plus an ultrasonic signal which for a short period of time will disturb the time orientation of the person affected. It can be a potent weapon for confusing evidence in the investigation of a crime. Now, 30-some years ago, Alan Frey discovered that microwaves of 300 to 3,000 megahertz could be heard by people even if they were deaf, if pulsed at a certain rate, kind of appearing to be originating just the back of the head. The back of the head, I will tell you from other investigation research, is where a major portal. The back of the head, go to these pictures of religious type orientation, angels, Jesus even, the ones you think is Jesus, and you got a halo back there, right? No, that's not a halo. That is depicting this portal. Ain't nothing to do about a halo. That's the portal we're talking about. Right in front of your face. They just lie about it and say it's a halo. Mm-mm. That's a portal of where your soul leaves your body. Now, appearing to originate in the back of the head is where the portal is to this technology. Your children, and kids know this, somehow or another, that there are certain frequencies in these songs they hear that you can't hear. And they have these ringtones that they use in school that you can't hear, but they can. I don't know exactly how that works, but it does. So they, in these songs of rock and roll, in a God of David, baby, you know, all that stuff, you know, all the songs of, I won't continue to sing and don't hang up. But you got it from the 60s. They could put notes in there that you won't hear, and sometimes they won't even hear, but it goes into the brain as a memory. Isn't that clever? John Todd confirms, not so much in detail, but confirms how it is done. But technology, I'm giving you exactly. So it appears to originate in the back of the head. The sound boomed and clicked and hissed and buzzed. Now, it depends on the frequency. Now, later research improved and showed that the perception of these waves takes place in just front of the ears. So the microwaves causes pressure waves in brain tissue. And this phenomena kind of vibrates the sound receptors of the inner ear through the bone structure. So microwaves are capable of directly stimulating the nerve cells of the auditory pathways. In other words, this is voice-to-skull technology. Vets, it's not you. You're not crazy. These are technology. Waves coming into your head telling you to commit suicide, telling you to do this, that, and the other, or hypnotizing you while you sleep because they've got your frequency, while vibration. And it opens it up through the psychotropic drugs. Can you imagine about your ADHD for your children? Hello? So what can this cause? Can this affect your life any? You think it can. Well, let's see what might be an example. How about something recent? Do you think that maybe in Florida, Thursday, September 18th, that a grandfather shot and killed his daughter and six grandchildren at his Florida home on Thursday before turning the gun on himself? Children's ages range from 3 months to 10 years. Florida, you had a major satanic sacrifice down there in preparation for the 21st of September, Mabon. Either by supernatural influence or by technology. This is how it's done. You'll find a lot of cases to where the background of the family might be involved in Wicca, Freemasonry, some way influenced by the demonic realm, or they might have been involved in some way in defense contracting. And somehow, 7,800 veterans are suing DOD and CIA since 2010, I believe it is, for septal implants of microchips inside their nose. 7,800 veterans are suing the government for this. And even Bill Clinton, actually telling the truth, admitted that experiments were done on servicemen and apologized for it. Florida man shoots his daughter and six grandchildren. Family, that's not normal, if I have to tell you that. And this time frame, that's a sacrifice, family. That's how it works. And then to kill themselves. This is what's really going on today, family. This is what's really going on. You got to pray against it. Pray for these families. When you start feeling these things, pray for your family members. I got a whole list of things like this that prove it. You know, these microwaves we're talking about are capable of directly stimulating the nerve cells and auditory pathways. Experiments have been confirmed with rats in which the sound registers about 120 decibels, which is equal to the volume of a nearby jet on a takeoff. So aside from having the capability of causing pain and preventing auditory communication, a more subtle effect was demonstrated at Walter Reed Hospital by Dr. Joseph Sharp. So, this Dr. Sharp himself was a subject of experiment. He used pulsed microwave audiograms, or microwave analog of the sound vibrations in spoken words, were delivered to his brain in a way that was able to understand the words that were spoken. So, the military undercover uses of this kind of technology is a device that might include driving a subject crazy with inner voices in order to discredit him, or convey detectable instructions to a program assassin. Right there, it's documented. And it's also been demonstrated by Dr. Ross Adley that microwaves can be used to directly bring about changes in electrical patterns of different parts of the brain. They can attain the same mind control over animals as Dr. Delgado did in the bull situations that he used. He used brain implants in his animals. He used microwave devices without preconditioning. Made them act and look like electronic toys. This is happening here in the United States at a grand scale. The military is involved. Joint Chief of Staff. That briefed the Council of Foreign Relations. They're working with these hybrid bloodlines, fallen angels. But it is true. The star symbols they have affects the energies around people. They corrupt the churches. They corrupt the people. They use churches, schools, and certain DOD contracting companies. Do not let people put hands on you. We want to lay hands on you and hit. No, get away for a stick in my pen. Go away. Boo, shoo. Don't be throwing your hands on me. You don't be doing that today. Not in these churches today. No way. Because now I've told you why. And they're bringing folks in that are really into the voodoo from South America, Africa, and other places. Places like Asheville, Louisiana, out west, up north, well, just anywhere, to start using this technology mixed in with Satanism, witchcraft, alchemy, all this kind of thing. Family, the only truth you're going to find is in the King James Bible. It is not in the book of Enoch. That book of Enoch is junk. The Apocrypha is junk. Septuagint is junk. The book of Enoch has 80% truth as designed to tell you about the fallen angels. So what? 20%, 30% is false information. Never written by Enoch. They even admit it was produced in the first century. So people get all enthralled with reading about the fallen angels and forget they're heading to hell. They lose, guaranteed. Now, I've been talking about this, Armageddon and Gog and Magog and so forth at the Bible studies. But they've infiltrated the churches. Now, what have I left out? I've got the art. Ah, that's all science. Science in every way is not of God. We're not here for science. We're here to worship Him and love each other, help each other, and worship God. That's it. Science is not of God. And I've got the evidence right here. And religion. Well, finance, you already know. But religion, they've infiltrated totally. You know, there was a a particular pastor of a church in Ohio. And he has documented his saying when he came forward to speak, an eyewitness of a 2006 meeting he was, hosted by FEMA and other government and civil organizations. The government presentation documents, of which I don't have them, but I understand they're available. I can't find them myself. I just have the testimony. They were intended to recruit and receive oaths. Oaths, which you're not supposed to give anyway to anybody, from pastors across the country, that they will preach sermons that will coerce parishioners to obey all government orders without delay and actively coerce them to give up guns and property if resistant during national emergencies such as flu epidemics. And the announced purpose of the meeting at that time, and this is in exchange for prioritized receipt of scarce food and vaccines for your families. He warns that this program appeared to be spread to every country and every county in the country. And based upon his observations, pastors everywhere are taking the oath to impose state dictates on their flocks. Look up John MacArthur, another turncoat like Billy Graham. where he says you can take the mark of the beast and you can still be saved. So that pretty much confirms, and there's others that support that do what the government tells you to do. No, not when it goes against God, you don't. But now you got the other extreme, that you're not to do anything the government tells you to do because it's a despotic government. So you rebel and become anarchical. So you got one extreme to the other. Certain radio hosts or certain preachers like Chuck Baldwin and the rest of them say, no, you're to rebel. Well, my question is, Chuck Baldwin, rebelling is going to bring violence. Okay, so we rebel and you actually win something. Okay, who's going to take over? Or are you just preaching anarchy? Who's going to take over? What human being is going to take over that you can trust? You have none. Not General Boykin, not Wesley Clark, not Hillary Clinton, or not Ron Paul. They're all Secret Society members. So who in the world are you going to have take over? Is it a secret? Because I know about Isaiah 1:5. I know about Jeremiah 17:9. I know about Romans 7:18. And I know about the world government is the other option. And that's certainly not good. So, whoa. It's like that movie. You know, Godzilla, that movie? You got Godzilla over here. They're making Godzilla be a good guy now. And they got those big old bats or whatever. I don't know. So, which one do you want to like first? You got the same thing. Jesus Christ will destroy both in his coming of glory. Now, I won't continue on talking, I think, next week. I want to get through this communist infiltration of churches. Y'all need to know, really, how this is amazing, how they've infiltrated our churches. And the churches and politics and the finance, education, philosophy, art, science, religion, finance, is how they control us with objectives. Know the enemy. Render to Caesar, which is Caesar, unto God, which is God. And render to Caesar by armed revolution is absolutely not the choice. That's what they want you to do to justify martial law. So the very ones on your side, the ones that pretend to be on your side, like Jerry Boykin and Rick Joyner and Warren, all the rest of them, and the lying Joint Chief of Staff that's supposed to be Americans, ain't on your side. They're not even on the side of Freemasons. I'm on the side of Jesus. It's non-negotiable. And the King James Bible tells me what is going to happen, and there's not a darn thing they can do to stop it. Nothing. They can do nothing. They can manipulate the weather. They can harp up whatever they want. It don't make one lick of difference. They lose. It's already decided, already done at the cross of Calvary. And there's no mercy seat where Jesus Christ's blood went down through cracks on the mercy seat. That's other nonsense they're spreading out today. Ron White. He's full of mud. No pun intended. He may be dead, bless his soul, whatever, I don't know what. But he's not telling you the truth about the mercy seat and all that. Mercy seat, you have to look that up. It's really going around today. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary and rose again. His blood on the cross is all that was needed. His blood didn't have to seep down through some crack 20 feet down and through a mercy seat under the in this chamber, whatever, and then blood drop on the seat. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It's not even in the scriptures. This is the one thing they're passing out today. What it's really doing is denying the deity of Jesus Christ. And they are so sneaky about that. I got blocked twice today because I told them. And I told them, I said, here's a scripture that proves you are dead, smack dab wrong. I don't know what theologian you got it from, but you better go back and renounce your connection with the devil, because that's what you're dealing with. Jesus Christ was enough. His death on the cross was all it took. That's where it links up to Copeland and Joyce Myers and all the rest of them, TBN, that we'll become his gods. No, we're not. Gods are administrators. Administrators of justice, yeah. And that Jesus Christ died on the cross, went down to hell, was beat up, stomped on by the demons of hell. That's, I got quotes from, I even got the testimony or the sermon from Joyce Myers and Copeland, some other heretics, that say that. That's a lie, man. It's a total, absolute, total lie that they're lying to their parishioners. Every darn one of them. There's something wrong with that. They ain't right. I say expose it. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. The dispensation, it changed everything. As was predicted. The mercy seat was the Old Testament. Okay. But Jesus Christ didn't abolish it. He fulfilled it. Family, there's so much things going on. It's amazing. All at one time. And what's going on is, we're at the end of this program. I'm going to hit the ground running next week and cover more details. I'm just going to keep on going. Y'all visit our my website, which I use for archives, watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com, and listen to my archives if you'd like. I've got some studies there, timelines. Also, we have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. Join it and let y'all know we're played up randomly at highportradio.net by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He plays our broadcast and Bible studies. Tonight, Bible studies will cover 8 to 9. And here we are. So, family, thank you all for dropping by. And I'm not really done. I'm going to talk next week about some of the same, but more information, more details of how they control us and how you can deal with it. I hope solutions next week. So we'll just continue on until that time comes that we reach the next paradigm. Until then, it's the witness about Jesus Christ. True Word of God is the King James Bible. That's non-negotiable. Not even an opinion. It's a fact. Y'all have a great night, great weekend. God bless you all. Here's your watchman, signing off.
Disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.